Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I was flipping through the channels the other day, but there was nothing good on. I had nothing to play. So I went to my computer and realized that there was so much content before my eyes. Sing my heart and on my screen. There's always something good that I still haven't seen. But maybe one day we can try to watch the rest. So Rob and Chappelle, give it your best.
Welcome back to a very special episode of Nothing But Netflix, where today we're talking about why we're all watching Suits here in the summer of 2023, and here with me, a man who looks extra dapper today, of course, my partner here at the firm, it is Chappelle.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. You look dapper, too. You look dapper, too. This is a new look for you. You don't wear a suit often.
No, I don't. I don't.
Should we wear a suit throughout this entire thing that we're about to talk about?
Okay. If you're watching the video, we're here. We have our suits on because we're talking about Suits, and we are talking about some big news. Stay tuned for a big announcement here in this podcast. But Chappelle, it has been a summer of Suits for many people after Suits dropped on Netflix on June 17th, and it has been the hottest trending streaming show of anything. And this has been the big surprise story of the summer.
Yeah, last week we talked about Johnny Football. We talked about Untold, the Johnny Football story. And I thought, oh, look at this. It's number one, number two in the charts. And this is going to be what everybody's talking about. It's going to be so exciting. I love the story. We had a great time on the podcast. But then when I got online, everybody just wanted to talk about Suits. I saw articles about how Suits is changing the fabric of the world right now. You know, after what, 10 years of being off the air? This is crazy. So
yeah. Well, it hasn't been off the air for that long, but it's been a minute.
Feels like it's been forever.
Feels like it's been.
This, the power of this show. It feels like it's been forever, but everyone's talking about it still. We did a poll, that was the thing we talked about. We said, let's do a poll. Do y'all want to have fun or do you want to be like Sam? And overwhelmingly, the fun people won. They want Suits, Rob.
People want us to talk about Suits. So today we are going to talk about why the phenomenon has happened, why Suits has broken out, and why we are about to launch a brand new Suits recap podcast, Suits Yourself. How about that, Chappelle?
Hey, I like that. I like that a lot. I am so excited. This sounds like it's going to be a blast. I'm pretty sure that Nothing But Netflix truthers are like, what does this mean for us? What are we about to do? We got all the information here. We're going to work it out. And then we're going to take this journey as a family. We're all watching Suits together.
All right. And we're going to tell you a little bit why we think you should come along on this journey with us, whether you've watched Suits, whether you're binging it now, or whether you're thinking about starting. I think that it's going to be a very fun ride. And it's all going to kick off this Tuesday, Suits Day. We are going to be kicking off daily recaps of Suits 7 days a week.
7 days of recap, 7 days of Suits, 7 days of fun. It's going to be a blast, and this is going to be a crazy undertaking. Rob, have you done a daily podcast before?
No, not like this.
Not like this. And this, listen, if you've heard a daily podcast before, this is not your ordinary daily podcast. It's going to be me and Rob talking about America's favorite show, the world's favorite show right now.
And we're not being hyperbolic in case you've missed any of the news over the summer. I mean, Suits came on Netflix on June 17th, and it is now the biggest, or the most watched streaming acquisition ever. That Suits has been breaking all sorts of records over on Netflix for the most amount of streaming minutes in the billions. That in the second week of August, Time Magazine reported that there were 12.8 billion streaming minutes of Suits viewed across Netflix and Peacock over a four-week period. So, incredible.
Yeah, this is so dope.
The people want this.
The people are begging for this. And we know that Suits, you know, the success of Suits has been highlighting some of the issues with what we're seeing with the strike over for the writers and the actors. Because, you know, where Suits getting all these streaming numbers right now out of nowhere. Who's getting the money for it? Is anybody? Maybe we could talk about it.
Yeah, the meta story is also really big because I think it ties into a lot of issues with the writer's strike and the actor's strike, specifically about what happens to shows when they end up having this second life that could not have been imagined in 2011 when the first season of Suits was being created. Nobody thought that, like, oh, but what about in 12 years if it becomes the biggest phenomenon in the world? Like, what do we do then? Are we fairly compensated for that? So we are happy to get into those issues along the way, and we hope that many people from the production of Suits want to come with us on this journey. That we have gotten some very positive feedback so far from the series creator, Aaron Korsh, and the showrunner. So that he says that he will stop by. And so he has said that he will join us for some Suits talk along the way. So I'm just so excited to go on this journey. By the way, it will be a spoiler-free binge for people who want to come along with us for the first time. On this ride, Chappelle is the Suits veteran. I myself, like Mike, is coming in, and I have only seen the first season of Suits so far.
See, and that's a mistake. You definitely should be, first of all, you should have already watched Suits. But if you didn't, we're happy because now is the time.
We're not
going to
suit shame.
We're not suit shaming anybody. Now is the time to hop on the train and to go on this journey with us. We'll talk through the first season episode by episode. And then by season two, Rob will be coming in pretty much blind at that point. And I will be just kind of guiding him. Again, this is spoiler free. So you don't have to worry about me ruining anything. It's actually been a while since I've seen Suits. So there's going to be a lot of aspects that I'm just like remembering happened out of nowhere. Like, oh, that's the storyline. So this is going to be a good time.
Yeah,
I know you said that the creator has, you know, basically given his blessing and said that he'd be willing to come on. But I wonder, Rob, if we could get anybody else from the show to come on.
Well, you know, I feel like that our stretch goal for our Suits Yourself podcast, available now at suitspodcast.com, that our stretch goal, I think, would be, it would be great if we could get one of the actors to come on with us.
Meghan Markle, right?
Like, I mean, look, that may, some people may not know, Meghan Markle is one of the stars of Suits, plays Rachel. And I think our offer here to Meghan Markle, who may be looking for some, you know, good publicity, we will happily do a Suits only interview. No other questions. No other subjects will be breached.
Yeah.
Suits
I literally
only.
I do not care about anything except Suits from now until we finish.
In this house, we stand Meghan Markle. We don't care what else is going on in the rest of the world.
Right. Ben stand, we stood. Mm-hmm. We stand beside her. And then, look, come talk to us about Suits, Meghan Markle. Rob, do you think the listeners of Nothing But Netflix are all familiar with Suits, or are we just talking about something they have no clue? They don't know what the show is, and we're just going on a long rant. Have we put the cart before the horse?
Well, I could tell you, like, from my perspective, I knew it was a show about lawyers. I knew Meghan Markle was on it, and that was about all that I knew. So I think that this is a great place today to tell people a little bit about what Suits is and what they can expect on this journey. I do want to just add a couple of things. that the Daily Suits podcasts are going to probably be shorter. That's the intention than a typical recap podcast that we do of things. People are binging the show, and it is my suspicion that they are looking for maybe a shorter podcast to listen to in between. I don't think that people are necessarily feeling a 90-minute podcast at the end of streaming 42 minutes of Suits. Is that fair?
I think that's fine. I think that, you know, there's probably enough Suits coverage for them to just binge Suits without a podcast. So we're just here as supplemental.
Yeah. We're going to jump on. Yeah. And just like, talk a little bit and then let you get back to Suits.
Let you get back to Suits. Yeah. This is going to be daily content. So if you are running out of Suits content, wait no longer than 24 hours. You should have more.
Yeah.
You should have more coming.
And then also for the Nothing But Netflix faithful.
Yes.
Is the Nothing But Netflix podcast going away?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We've heard your cries. We've heard the people. We've gotten tons of DMs, feedback, snail mail, all those things. And people want Nothing But Netflix. So yeah. let's keep the party going here on Nothing But Netflix. We could do both things at the same time.
Okay. And of course, you could subscribe at suitspodcast.com or listen to Suits yourself on post-show recaps. We will not be having Suits yourself in the RHAP main feed. So you're going to want to listen by subscribing at suitspodcast.com, which has all of the links to subscribe, or on post-show recaps. All right, Chappelle, let's talk a little bit about this phenomenon which has happened. And I think it's so interesting because I think it speaks to so many different things that are happening in our world where Suits got acquired by Netflix, then Netflix mm-hmm. put into very heavy promotion of you go on the app, Suits featured. Because it got such heavy promotion, a lot of people started watching it. It became a mainstay in the TV and film charts because people were seeing it in the charts. People started watching it because people started watching it. People were talking about it. People started telling their friends that they were watching Suits. People said, oh, I heard about that show. People were telling me. And it really is this amazing bandwagon effect that happens, I feel like, in so many different aspects of our lives. And, you know, it's a positive thing for Suits, but I think is also can be like a very dangerous power that happens in our world. I think it's the same thing that caused there to be like banks to fail when people are like, oh, wait, everybody's taking their money out. I guess I got to take my money out. Everybody's buying toilet paper. But this is at least like a happy story for a bandwagon effect.
This is. You wonder if you could get this effect all the time. It feels like I don't want to say industry plant, but you know, this definitely has some push behind it. And it just took the perfect storm, I guess, for Suits to work. People are looking for something to watch.
Everybody's Barbenheimering.
Look, it might be the move. Suits is a bingeable show. It's 30 minutes long. I mean, the first episode is an hour, but it covers kind of like one and two. But 30 minutes long. It's a legal drama, which, you know, people love the legal dramas, but it's also a comedy in yes. ways. So there's a lot of funny aspects. So it speaks to a lot of different things that people already like on Netflix. We like to binge. Netflix will drop an hour and a half long television show on you in a heartbeat and tell you to watch 10 episodes yeah. of it. This is 30 minutes. It's quick. You can go watch Suits and then you can go to work and then come back and watch some more Suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot to unpack with all this, because I think it's super interesting. And there's been so many different people that have been writing about the Suits phenomenon over the summer. Alan Sepinwall, one of my favorites, he wrote an article for Rolling Stone about, you know, why is this happening? Why are people all of a sudden going and, you know, binging a 12-year-old show that's been off the air for 3 or 4 years that was a modest hit over during its run, but it wasn't like a, you know, a phenomenon that was, you know, everybody was talking about at the time. And I think it speaks to something that I think that people like having this type of content on Netflix. And what Alan Sepinwall was talking about was that it's not typically the type of content that Netflix makes. So it's a little bit of like that the Netflix model of things, and you and I have covered, you know, just about everything big that's been going on at Netflix, that they give mm-hmm. you, okay, here's eight episodes of a thing. A lot of times, you know, the tone is pretty serious, you know, pretty dark, pretty heavy. And it's eight episodes. And then, all right, wait 2 years and then we'll give you eight more episodes.
Yeah. But this gives you eight episodes times a billion. You know, mm-hmm. It gives you all the episodes at once. Sans maybe one season. But yeah, it gives you all the things that you need so you can binge the show effectively, right? Like you can watch it, but you don't have to wait a year and a half. You don't have to hope to see if there's a season four. You just get to go in and watch the show. And I think that Netflix in the past, some of the shows we've talked about even where, you know, you start off strong, you get to the middle, you're thinking, okay, by the end, you're like, oh, that was really good. We finished it. And then there's nothing.
Now what?
And then you just have to hope, you know, for the best. And with the writer strike and the actor strike going on, I think it's very ambiguous if a lot of those Netflix shows are going to come back.
Yeah, I do. I think so, too. And, you know, some of the things, the biggest things that we've talked about on Netflix that have been big hits in the last year, I feel like that tonally are kind of similar to this. Things like The Night Agent and The Recruit. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that both of those shows have a similar like sensibility, even though the subject matter is a little bit, there's a lot fewer guns in Suits than there were in those shows. But I think that they were sort of like both like shows about, you know, agencies that were kind of procedural, and people really loved having those shows, but it was only 10 episodes. And then when will there ever be more episodes of the shows that people liked?
We just don't know. But what we do know is that we have 9 seasons of Suits to cover and to watch. And so why would you not throw all your, all your chips into this bag? You know, this is the perfect place to go if you want a bingeable show that you're going to be able to follow for a while. That's not too heavy, but also gives you some good drama. The actors are amazing. I don't see any issue with the show Suits being in the spot that it's in. I think this is really the perfect storm for it.
Yeah. And so you have alluded to that there are 8 seasons of Suits on Netflix. The 9th and final season, I believe, is only on Peacock and Amazon Prime. So that's not our problem right now. That's 120 days from now. We're going to have to make sure that we have the streaming rights to see everything that's going on in season 9 of Suits. But the thing about Suits that is, I think, very appealing to people. And I had been listening to a podcast recently talking about this. And this was on the Plain English podcast. Derek Thompson was talking to a woman who is a media reporter. And she was talking about the difference between, like, 20% of the stuff that we watch on TV is the shows that, like, okay, you have to pay super close attention to, super plot heavy shows that require your full uninterrupted attention and viewing. Whereas the other 80% of stuff that we have on television are stuff that's a little bit like we can sort of like a little bit like zone out a little bit. We don't need our undivided attention on the screen. And Suits definitely fits into that category of the other 80% of things that are on. But I think it's at the higher end of that, where it's not like mindless, nothing reality TV. And look, I've made a living out of talking about the mindless, nothing reality TV. But it's not Westworld either.
Right. No, 100%. I'm still trying to get through Succession, Rob. It's not that the show is not good. It's just that I have the attention span of a mosquito. And so I zone out, I get in my phone, and then I'm thinking, wait, what happened to the company here on Suits? You don't have to worry about that. And they do a really good job of catching you up in the next episode. There's nothing that's going to happen that matters that you won't catch up on later on. So it's perfect. I think that's a great way to describe it, too. It's very high end. When it comes to the almost like the popcorn TV, you can sit down and watch it. You don't have to watch it in order because, you know, if you miss something, whatever, like the story is fine. If you wanted to sit down and watch one episode of Suits, you'd be fine because they're all entertaining.
Yeah.
But, you know, in sequential order, it's a great story. And I'm excited for you to be able to take the journey.
Yeah, I really loved what I've seen from season 1. I loved Succession. And I do think that Suits has some shared DNA as Succession. It's clearly not as dark as what's going on in Succession. I was reading another article about this. Adrian Horton at The Guardian said that Suits is textbook competency porn, which that if anything, Succession was incompetency porn. This is like really, really smart people who are good at their jobs. But the thing that, I loved about Succession and that I love about Suits also is that it's also just kind of a vibe. You know, it's just, you know, really fun banter and dialogue and, you know, the characters like having conversations that are all really interesting. There's great dialogue between everybody and it just is a fun world to hang out in.
Right, exactly. I'm having the time of my life watching Suits every time because of the conversations, because of the interaction between the characters, between Harvey and Mike Ross. You get so much heated conversation. It's so funny. It's light. And then even with the other lawyers involved as well, the moments are kind of intense sometimes, but very quickly you will shift over to a segment or a different character who's a little bit more lighthearted, where you don't have to feel as dragged down by the heaviness of some of the subject matter. They do a really good job of that. This is going to be a good time, Rob, I promise.
Yeah, I'm super excited, one, to get to chat with you every single day now about this, yes. But also the journey that we're going on. I've done a couple of these episode rewatches, and of course, I had a great time with the Seinfeld post-show recap. Josh and I, just a couple years ago before the final season of Game of Thrones, we went through it, and I had said at the end of Game of Thrones, I said, okay, you know what, I did it. I will never do another episode rewatch podcast, but look, it's, you know, it's like, I from what I understand, it's like having kids.
Look, this is not a rewatch podcast because this is your first watch.
It's the first podcast for me.
That's why I never brought it up. I was like, Rob definitely said he doesn't want to do a rewatch podcast. You had seen Seinfeld, you had seen Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and then you went through them again.
Yeah.
This is not that. This is you on the your maiden voyage. Is that what they call it? I don't know. This is you going
first
out.
First time through.
And what, yes, your first time through. And I just get to be there with you and talk about it. And, you know, we're going to keep these short. So it's not like we're going to get into all the ins and outs. There's a lot of, probably a lot of deep thoughts you have to put into something like Game of Thrones. It's a lot of effort that goes into watching a show like that because there's so many moving pieces. This is fine. This is, going to be light. It's going to be fun. And there's not going to be any issues as far as your rewatchability. If you decide later on to rewatch it again, I'm sure you will. I mean, this is my second time mm-hmm. watching it, and I'm very pumped.
Well,
we might
have to do a restart over again, of course, if we break out enough.
Yeah, look.
When's our Suits live show?
If we do Suits Yourself and we get the big Suits community, we might have to ask the Suits fans or Suits Mania, what's next? Do we mm-hmm. go and what are we doing the West Wing next? You know, what's happening this? Look, are we going to find ourselves in a new niche? Is this going to be like our thing? We're going to go find these maybe like legal or political comedy dramedies and talk about them. If you want to talk about Scandal, I'm in. So look, this could lead to much, much more for Robin Chappelle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that the Suits phenomenon is just so interesting of all the people that are jumping in at the same time. I would love to just talk a little bit about what is so appealing about the show and why it has really captured the hearts and minds of so many people. One, I think it's interesting in that it's not necessarily nostalgic to go back to this time, but it's not so dated where it doesn't feel like it's the distant past. But it takes place in a world where, people are dressed up, going to work, everybody looks really good. Like, it feels very different than the, work from home, Zoom, at leisure world that is 2023.
The world I've come to know and love, mm-hmm. This is a look back at a fonder, at fond memories, I guess, where people would be dressed like us all the time.
Yeah.
And they would be having a lot of in-person interactions. You know, there's not a lot of Zooming going on in Suits. If these people want to talk to you, they run up on you on a street corner and grab you and say, I'm a lawyer. Let's talk. And that's kind of refreshing. It's also very much outside of my realm. This is not something I see all the time. So it's kind of like I get to go to a fantasy world. There's no dragons, but it's definitely not a world that I'm used to. This is 2011 to 2019, right, when this show airs for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And so, pre-COVID, so what did the world look like before people were terrified off their asses by, the pandemic, you know, and the horrible things that happened during that time. 2020 broke a lot of people. Suits might have been the last pure thing we had. And maybe that's why everybody's latching onto it.
Yeah. So I think that that's a fun part of it. And the show looks great. All of the shots are beautiful. All the clothes are incredible all throughout the show. There's a lot of nice cars in Suits. So there's a lot of eye candy here for us to talk about.
Yeah, very sexy, very toit, you know, it's like a tiger.
Yes.
The cast, beautiful. These are beautiful people. They're beautiful. They're rich. They're talking about stuff that goes over my head, but they make it in a way that I can understand it. It's a lot of pop culture references, right?
Yes.
Every episode,
we'll catalog them
to us. Yeah, we got to. We have to do a running list of all the pop culture references where they're referencing other shows that you might have binged or that you might have watched maybe in the 90s. They lean into the nostalgia factor a lot here on Suits.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I want to track along the way. The pop culture references. I want to track the case record, wins for Harvey. Wins for the rare wins for Lewis, who, spoiler alert, is my favorite. I love Lewis.
You a lit guy?
Yeah.
You got lit, Rob. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. I think he's hilarious. And so there's a lot of little things like that we're going to do along the way. I also think that one of the other things that's so interesting about this is that I do think that there is the Meghan Markle curiosity that has also helped to add to people going back and watching the show, because I think that a lot of people just knew the name Meghan Markle before they ever knew of her work on Suits.
Right. And I'm not one of those people. I knew her from Suits. And so I remember watching Suits the first time and thinking, like, who is this woman? And then I saw her in other media, Deal or No Deal. I think, didn't you talk about a Meghan Markle episode of some legal?
Yes. Law and Order? I believe it was CSI New York.
CSI. Yes. And so there are other Meghan Markle.
Season 3, episode 7. Yeah.
Yeah, she had other Meghan Markle things going on before she became the Meghan Markle that everybody knows today. And so, yeah, I think that it'd be fun to kind of look back at what the former Duchess, was going through back then.
Okay. All right. So we are going to get it all started coming up on Tuesday, August 22nd will be when we drop episode 1, talking about the pilot of Suits. We've also set up a lot of great ways for you to interact with the show. You can leave us feedback on any particular episode. We have a form set up where you can, even if you get a little ahead of us, you want to leave feedback about an episode that you've watched that we are not up to yet, you can do that with our link that's at suitspodcast.com. Chappelle, anything else Suits related that you want to highlight here today?
They use one of my favorite words in Suits. They like to say damn a lot, Rob. Mm-hmm. I would really like to track how many times damn, goddamn, damn it, that kind of like somewhere, something in that damn DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If we could just keep an eye on that, maybe I'll take a shot every time I hear it. I don't know. But I just feel like
take a shot. Oh my God.
Well, man, it can't be that much, can it? We'll see.
Yeah.
Let's just play it by ear. I think that's going to be fun for me and the listeners. Maybe I'll podcast after taking the shots.
You don't need to
after
do that.
Watching.
I don't want that for you.
No, I insist. No, I'm joking. But let's just play it by ear and see what happens.
Okay. All right. So we are going to be kicking off our Suits journey coming up here. We'll record episode 1 in about 24 hours from now. So we're very excited for that. Make sure you are coming along with us at suitspodcast.com. Chappelle, for nothing but Netflix, okay?
Yes.
We spent a lot of time figuring out exactly how our Suits Yourself podcast was going to work this week, but it is back to the Netflix grind for us next week. Have you looked ahead to what is coming up next week on Netflix?
Well, there's definitely some stuff that is happening this week in Netflix on Netflix and next week, obviously on Netflix as well, that we probably could explore. But I'm down to talk about it with you. We got some suggestions. I think there was some animated stuff.
Yes.
I believe those are probably, like, I guess, the biggest topics. There's a lot of like anime turned, you know, turned live action stuff that might be coming, but nothing jumped out of me specifically that I said, oh, you know what else
has been in the top charts on Netflix now is Ballers.
I would definitely cover Ballers. I love Ballers. Did you watch it the first time it was?
I watched
the,
at least
run?
The first season of Ballers. Yeah.
That's a very short television show.
That is short, but we gotta wait for that recap podcast.
We do have to wait for that recap podcast, but if it's in the top 10 on Netflix, it's not something we can't talk about.
The thing
about.
Is, I feel like that Ballers, I don't know, did it ever finish its run?
It had 5 seasons at least.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's way too many episodes of Ballers, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Definitely could have been 3 and out. Definitely could have been a 3 and out, but they decided to push it a little bit further.
Okay. How about this? It? Okay. Would you be potentially be interested in something that is coming Friday to Netflix? It is a movie called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. I feel like, this seems like a, first of all, it's a Netflix show about a teenage girl. I feel like that this certainly is screaming, maybe Sasha could join us. You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah.
Yeah, Sasha
cast
has actually
Idina Menzel and Adam Sandler and Jackie Sandler.
Right, Adam's daughter, I believe. Sasha has talked to me about this, and she has suggested that she does come on to talk about this movie, but she would like to bring her tag team partner on, and it's not me, Rob.
Yes, okay. Who would she like to bring? Akiva?
Akiva, yeah. She cannot talk about this movie without Akiva's help. I believe they've already been in negotiations, and so if we can lock down a time...
Well. I just feel like that, you know, we cover so many of the Adam Sandler movies that come out on Netflix. So I feel like that this seems like it's in our wheelhouse. So I think that seems like the move. You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. Not a great name.
Mm-hmm. Look, we're not going to get on here and criticize Adam Sandler, who we obviously are huge fans of, who should be listening to this podcast, who should be supporting us and coming to talk to us about Suits as well. Adam, if you can hear me. Come on, stop playing. You've heard us. We talked about everything, Adam. Come on, do us a solid. Give us a retweet or something. I don't know if he's on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think we can talk about this. It sounds like fun. If Akiva and Sasha are down, who are we to turn them down?
Okay. You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah. Starts streaming on Netflix on Friday. We'll be like a third of the way through season one of Suits by then.
Look at that. Look at that. We can even see if maybe they might watch along. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Chappelle. So it's going to be a busy week for us. Can't wait to get into everything from the premiere of Suits with you coming up tomorrow. Make sure you're subscribed to the Suits Yourself podcast at suitspodcast.com. Chappelle, what's coming up for you this week besides podcasting 7 episodes of Suits?
Rob, this is my biggest priority. What are you talking about? There is no besides talking about Suits. I might do some things on the side, but I wouldn't talk about them because all I want to talk about is Suits with you. This is going to be so much fun. In the meantime, though, Sasha and I are still here on Rob Has a Podcast talking about Below Deck. We've had some great feedback in the past over the last few episodes. Some adult entertainers have left comments, Rob.
Adult entertainers?
Yeah, grownups, like real adult entertainers. Yeah, they love me and Sasha. And so we're getting a whole new fan base over on the Below Deck Big Deck Energy podcast. There might have been a typo in some of the SEO. I don't know. But we've gotten people over to our podcast that you wouldn't expect. And it's been a good time. So check us out talking about Below Deck Down Under on Bravo and on our RHAP Bravo feed. I'll also be joining you, Rob, to do some exclusive patron feedback coverage over on Rob Has a Podcast to talk about Big Brother live feeds. It's going to be fun.
Okay. Looking forward to that. And of course, check out everything else we have going on over at robhasawebsite.com. And very excited for, I haven't talked about it too much on Nothing But Netflix, but I've been rebranding my podcasting with Josh Wigler to something called 30 Years Greater. And this week, we are going to be talking about the 30th anniversary re-release of Jurassic Park coming up this week.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like this rebrand. I saw y'all talked about Free Willy.
Free Willy.
I'm a big Free Willy guy.
I just put it on for my kids last night.
It's great. It really is. And yeah, and speaking of Josh, I'm doing a little something on post-show recap still, the Connect on PSR. It's good time. It's me and Mari right now. I think we're going to be talking about the hip-hop documentary on Netflix, the docuseries about the ladies in hip-hop.
Yep.
And so, yeah, so you can check that out. Look at you and Josh over there mm-hmm. doing the things. It's going to be a good time. I can't wait to see what else you... 30 years, man. I can't wait to see what else you come across because this is a good time.
It's the feel good, feel old podcast that you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm like, these are movies from my heyday, not to age myself too much, but yeah, I was there. I was very young, but I was there. And so I'm excited to hear what else you talk about. Do you get like a poll? How do you decide what's next?
Oh, no, we've gone through the whole calendar. So we're trying to like match it up as much as possible to whatever came out 30 years ago. So we have a little bit some wiggle room, no pun intended, like a few weeks before, a few weeks after. But we're trying to get as close as possible to 30 years to the date from when the movies came out.
That's so cool. Okay. Very excited.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here for Nothing But Netflix. We'll tell you about what we are about to get started with. And so we will be back next time. And then between now and then, if you want to hear 7 days a week of Chappelle and I, Suits yourself.